It's time to join the American Family Robinson again on their camping trip at the barren shack in the woods. The relaxation of camp life has been somewhat disturbed during the past week by a professional quarrel between Luke and Myra over who is the greater radio star. Myra, you will remember, has her own radio program back in Birch Falls, but Luke made a special broadcast from the barren shack and received a great amount of fan mail from the husbands in his audience, which has convinced Luke that he should continue his radio work. He is also convinced that he ought to be a better husband himself in order to set an example for his listeners. Yesterday, after returning from a hiking trip to a nearby mountain, Luke, Myra, the Baron, and Aunt Agatha found Twink Pennybacker waiting for them at the shack. Myra was annoyed and more than ever determined that the camping group should return to Birch Falls as soon as possible. And so now the next morning, while the women folks are finishing the chores inside the shack, we find the Baron and Luke outside loading the truck for the trip home. Let's listen.
Baron, hand me that mattress roll.
Yeah.
I think I can slide it in here alongside the camp stove.
Yeah, take one end. It is heavy.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Good. Well, guess this finishes the packing. Now, as soon as the women folk appear, we can start rolling.
Yeah. Ah, Miss Pennybacker.
Oh.
Say, you're not really going to have her on your program.
Well, I don't know, but I thought the idea might give Myra pause.
It gave her pain, not pause.
Ah, Miss Pennybacker, beautiful outdoors today, huh? Isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's really a shame to have to go back to town.
Oh, well, it was a nice vacation while it lasted, or at least pretty nice.
Well, didn't you have a good time, Mr. Robinson?
Oh, so-so. You ladies all finished with the dishes? Everybody ready to go?
They're almost ready. But they told me to go outside while they finished up. They said I was only in the way.
But you're certainly nothing to be here, is she, Luke?
I should say not.
Can't I be of any help here?
No, thanks. We're all finished loading the trunk. We're just waiting for the ladies.
Miss Pennybacker, the only thing you could do for us is just stand there and add your decoration to the scenery.
Oh, Baron, you're so sweet.
Yeah, mighty pretty dress you're wearing today, Miss Pennybacker. One of the numbers from the store?
Oh, yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but it's paid for, really. I paid for it, Mr. Robinson.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that.
That frock certainly becomes you, Miss Pennybacker. It's as fresh and blooming as you are.
I was going to say you looked as though you got a good sleep in spite of all the commotion last night.
I did. It must be the mountain air. You know, Mr. Robinson, I think you look better since you've been up here.
Well, I certainly thank you for that.
It seems such a pity you have to go back to Birch Falls. And now you've got the radio to think about besides taking care of the Emporium.
Oh, did you hear me on the air the other night?
Oh, I did, and I think you were wonderful.
Didn't you hear me, too? I was on the same program.
Oh, yes, Baron, I heard you. But really, Mr. Robinson, I thought you were so appealing.
So did 536 other people. That's how many fan letters I got. Not bad, huh?
I think that's marvelous.
Yeah. So I think I'll stay on the air regularly. And about those invoices, Miss Pennybacker, I want to check them over very carefully.
Well, we're all ready, let's get in the truck and go back. Come on, everybody. Come on, Aunt Agatha.
Well, I just locked the front door. Here's the key, Baron.
Thank you.
Where's the hand luggage?
Oh, everything's in the truck. Now let's see where we'll sit down. Perhaps Miss Pennybacker, the Baron, and I can ride in the front seat.
Now, a minute.
Oh, I have my own car. I mean, Eddie Meeker loaned me his.
Oh, well, of course. How else could you have gotten here? Well, in that case, in order to lessen the congestion in the truck, perhaps I'd better ride back to town, Miss Pennybacker, in her
Luke?
Car. Luke? All right.
I should be the one to ride back with Miss Pennybacker. I could help her with the driving.
Oh, that would be nice.
If anybody rides back with Miss Pennybacker, it ought to be Aunt Agatha. She'd be more comfortable in the truck, and then the Baron, Luke, and I could ride in the front seat.
Why, of course.
All right. Suits me. Well, come on, young woman. Open the door, and let's get started. And you can drive me right straight home. I want to get to bed and get rested from a vacation.
Now, you just lean back and be comfortable. Goodbye, everybody. See you later.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Be sure to make the first left turn at the state road, you know. Well, I guess I might as well drive going back. Nobody objects. Get in, Myra.
I don't object, but just be careful. That's all I ask.
Yeah. Now, just keep your knees away from the gear shift, Myra. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. That's all right. All right. Now, we all set?
Okay, let's go.
Off we go.
Luke! Do you have to make it jounce so much?
I can't help it, Myra. It's the road.
Well, then why don't you get in second gear or even in first?
Because I'm driving this car and I'm going to do it the way I think best.
Oh, you can be so stubborn.
Personally, I think it is time you two declare the truce. The war between you has lasted long enough.
But I didn't start it. I don't want war.
Yes, I know. Nobody ever says they want war. But I notice the human race is constantly having wars just the same.
Well, generally speaking, it seems to me that it must be the profits in war that convince the rich people that it's good business to lead the masses, the cannon fodder, into war.
Now, once again, Myra, I don't agree with you.
And neither do I, Myra. As a matter of fact, the people today who say that warmongers are abroad in the land are having a hard time putting the finger on so-called big business.
How do you know that, Baron?
Well, for example, I heard a United States senator on the radio the other night, and this particular senator has been one of the leading pacifists and isolationists.
What did he say?
Well, of course, he made the usual statement that the international bankers are seeking to force the United States into war.
Well, aren't they?
I don't think so. They undoubtedly have sense enough to know that they'd lose by any such intervention.
Well, I hope they know it.
Oh, they know it, all right. But the important thing, Myra, is that this same senator absolved everybody else from being a warmonger, including big business. He even cited a statement by the president of the largest automobile firm in the country to support his statement that industry is for peace.
Oh, he did.
He might have quoted others on the same subject, including the National Association of Manufacturers. Because businessmen know that modern war means losses, not profits.
That may be so, Luke, but you're not trying to say that there's no pro-war sentiment in the country.
Oh, of course there is, Myra. My only point is that what pro-war sentiment there is goes deeper than any consideration of financial profits. And any attempts to imply that such sentiment is inspired by a selfish few does violence to the evidence.
I hope so. I only hope you're right.
Of course he's right. Luke is generally right. That is, when it comes to national affairs.
And at least I try to be right about domestic affairs, too. That's why I'm going back to work at the Emporium so peacefully.
And I hope all I hope is that the things stay peaceable. Now, the way I feel, Luke, is that if you pitch in at the store and try to get your mind off some of this radio nonsense...
Myra, how can you refer to my radio success as nonsense? Why...
I realize that the way of the peacemaker is hard, but might it not be a good idea for this truce to last at least until we get back to Birch Falls?
That's a great idea, Baron. Now, say, where'll we go first, to the house or to the store?
Well, as long as we're probably going to get in there before 5, I think we ought to drop in at the Emporium. Just to see how things are.
And some hours later, the truck containing Luke, Myra, and the Baron drives up to the front of the Robinson Emporium.
Good. Well, it's only 4:30. That'll give us time to go inside and see how everything is at the store.
Yeah, with Wilbur in charge, I dare say things haven't changed very much. Oh, good. There he is now. Hello. Hello, Wilbur.
Hello, folks. I saw you drive up, so I came out. Now, listen, folks. You'd better prepare for a shock.
But, Wilbur, what's
That's it? All I say. Prepare for a shock.
Good heavens.
What has happened?
Everything has happened. But the main item is that Windy Bill took advantage of Aunt Agatha and Luke's absence to come over here and run the store himself.
Oh, he did he? Just wait until I see...
I did everything I could to stop him, but...
Has anything serious gone wrong, Wilbur?
Well, all I can say is you'd better come in and find out for yourselves, but... I'm warning you, things is awful.
Well, we'll just go in and see what's what. Come on, Luke. No, Baron, don't come.
But if I can be of any help...
Well, we may be in here for some time, and you'd better drive the truck over to Aunt Agatha's and unload the luggage.
All right, Myra.
Very now. Well, now, Luke, we'll go in the store and settle accounts with Windy.
Why, of course. Yeah.
Good gracious. What are all those balloons doing up on the ceiling?
Oh, well, looks rather festive.
Oh, Wendy thought that up himself. He says he wants the place to have a carnival spirit, sort of like a World's Fair.
World's Fair.
Myra, look, look. Why, there's a splashing fountain of water right in the middle of the store.
Gracious.
Right where the glove department used to be.
Oh, that ain't nothing. Well, you see the roller skating.
What roller skating? I don't see any.
Wendy rents out the store every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday night for roller skating in the aisles between the counters.
Wilbur, where is Wendy? I want Luke to deal with him right away.
Oh, he's lolling in his office. I mean, Luke's office, thinking up some new scheme.
Luke, you go in there and see him. No, Wilbur, I think you'd better go in there and bring him out here.
Mm-hmm.
Luke and I will deal with him together.
Fine.
Now, when he comes out, Luke, I want you to give him short shift. Throw him right out of here.
Yeah, I only hope he hasn't put in any more changes that we can't see with the naked eye.
The unmitigated gall of him, spending Aunt Agatha's hard-earned money to make an amusement park out of the store. Oh, good, here he is now.
Why, hello, folks. Yeah. Glad to see you back.
Hello, Wendy.
I think I'll just tend to some business in the cellar a minute.
Why, Myra, Lukey, you look great. Have a good time?
William Tecumseh Winkle, I'd like to know who gave you permission to change this store to suit your fancy. And furthermore,
No, that's enough, Myra. You leave this to me. I'll handle this. Now, Wendy.
What's the matter? Don't you like the changes in the store?
Wendy, for the first time in your life, I think you've really done something constructive.
Luke Robinson.
Now, please, Myra, keep quiet. You wanted me to handle this, and I will.
You really like the stuff I put in? The balloons, the fountain?
I think it's all great. Shows imagination, scope. And I like the roller skating idea, too.
Luke, you must be
Myra, I told you to keep out of this. Wendy, I'm beginning to think you're a business genius after all.
Well, now, that's what I've always said.
And you're absolutely right.
Now, see here, Luke, if you won't kick Wendy out, I will.
Kick me out?
Now, never mind, Wendy, never mind. I'll protect your interests.
Look, you make me sick and tired. Why are you suddenly defending Wendy?
Why shouldn't I defend him? He's my brother-in-law, isn't he? And as an ideal husband...
Ideal husband?
As an ideal husband, the titular leader of all the husbands in Birch Falls, I feel that all of us husbands ought to be more tolerant. We ought to be kinder to our brothers-in-law.
But suppose this movement should spread. What would happen to the ancient custom of baiting your brother-in-law? In fact, we wonder what will happen between Luke and Wendy. Will Luke be able to stand the strain of being kind and tolerant to Wendy Bill? Listen to our next program, and until then, goodbye. The American Family Robinson, which is broadcast regularly over this station, is written by Marjorie Bartlett and Douglas Silver, and presented by the National Industrial Council.